News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, many of our listeners will know that it is proposed that a drug injection centre is going to be provided at Merchants Quay in Dublin on the site of an already well-known and well-established drug treatment facility. About 100 planning objections have been raised against this injection centre thus far in Dublin. And late last week, I went out to meet one of those objectors, Martin Hart from the Temple Bar Company. I met him in Temple Bar in an area that previously had very significant drug injection problems. The area had been tidied up, made Instagrammable, I think was how he described it, with artwork on the walls. And Martin knew he would be accused of NIMBYism. He said, though, it wasn't as simple as that. Take a listen to some of the concerns he raised.
When this idea was first mooted 2 or 3 years ago, I thought, hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Can't be a bad idea, can it? And then the more I looked into it and the more I spoke to other people in other cities and other business associations and other police and other health workers, and then suddenly it got a little different picture. Maybe it wasn't necessarily as how it was been presented. And then we started having a look at, well, how's this going to work? Maybe this can work. And then we had a look at the legislation and we thought, ah, no, seriously, somebody's having a laugh here. This legislation is really badly written. I know.
In what way?
Okay, so it's full of grey areas. So if you want to use a supervised injecting centre, if you are a registered user, you can consume any drug. So the Misuse of Drugs Act does not apply to a registered user in the centre. So you can use any drug you want.
Yeah.
Period. But the minute you step out of the centre, the Misuse of Drugs Act applies to you. So how can you have a situation in any piece of legislation where there are two pieces of law that apply differently depending on where you physically are? Based on what we've seen in other places and the learnings and the information, that this isn't just a straight, simple, look, let's take these people off the street, put them in an injecting centre and the problem is solved. They have greater access to services. Well, you could say, why don't they have greater access to services at the moment? I mean, there's a needle exchange in Merchants Quay. There's, you know, drug facilities in Analiffy. Why aren't those people being brought into the system, into services currently? What's going to make it different? What's going to improve the transfer into the system? I mean, the issue is the system. There are no beds. You know, if you look at it, if you want to get off heroin, how are you going to get off it? How many beds are being made available? Where's the resources for rehabilitation? There aren't very many. But let's roll back a little bit. And you're right, you mentioned Rotterdam. There's also Amsterdam, who have probably now one of the lowest rates of heroin addiction and consumption in Europe. And they have consumption rooms. And they work.
Yeah.
But why do they work? And they work because it's considered part of treatment, not a solution. Because heroin is dispensed within the centre. So you have to sign up. There's a course of treatment, and you get your heroin. Okay, and you're injecting it safely.
The state controls the supply of drugs.
Exactly. So here you're going to have a situation where we're going to proposing to open a supervised injecting centre beside a primary school.
But the Kinahans continue to control the supply of drugs.
Well, of course. And this is facilitating that. In fact, this is providing them with a lounge area to consume their illegal product. Courtesy of the taxpayer. I'm sure the taxpayer is delighted with the fact that they're not only paying the guards an extra 200 million or 100 million in overtime to police the feuds, they're now providing the drug gangs with rooms in which their victims can consume their poison. Because let's be honest, this thing doesn't come with a CE mark. This is poison. This is stuff that's mixed from the street. Nobody knows what's in it. You put it into your vein, you could die. I mean, it's an illicit drug. So when you look at examples like Amsterdam, where they're enabling those who are using the centres take heroin, you're now removing the whole issue of drug dealing and the issue of decriminalizing the possession of drugs within a particular area. Why didn't the Irish government do that?
It sounds like you're almost arguing that the injection center on its own is kind of just a halfway house, as in, like, it's just doing this isn't going to make a difference. It actually might make things worse. If you're going to do it at all, go the whole hog and actually start supplying the drugs, if that's what you need to do, and kind of control all of the market.
Look, I'm not from the drug addiction piece, but the fact that we're in the city centre and this is going to impact on us, and we're aware of issues. We're able to look at it in a, probably in a broader, in a broader sense, outside the whole issue of treatment or services. It would appear that this is one part of an entire system. I mean, you want to get people off drugs, there needs to be rehabilitation. Is there rehabilitation in Ireland at the moment? Is it sufficient? No. Are we allowing people go out on the street to beg, borrow, steal, and take a poison and bring it into a centre and take it? Yeah. I mean, how the hell is that a liberal drug policy? How's that healthy for anybody? How's that harm reduction? Come on, give me a break.
And Martin Hart there from the Temple Bar Company speaking to me late last week. Look, there are those who are involved in the drug treatment trade, I'm sure, who might disagree, but some interesting points raised by Martin, not least of which was the point that actually we should be taking over, the state should be taking over the supply of drugs. If you're going to have a drug injection centre, actually supply the heroin, the crack cocaine and what have you. Take it out of the hands of the criminal gangs.